We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Philip Carter. Philip, how are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing, sir?
Doing great myself. I see that you have two new projects out, two new Christmas projects. You got to be excited about them.
Yeah, I've been very excited about it. They both are doing well. One is currently in the top 10 on Billboard as we speak today. That's Brandon Felder and the Largo High School Choir. I don't believe a children's choir has ever gotten that high on a chart before. But they are really, really grinding, really, really hard, and I'm really proud of them and all that they're doing.
What made you want to do a children's choir?
Well, you know, I mentor a lot of young people down through the years, and one of the guys I mentored happened to be the director of the local high school choir, which is the local choir in PG County, Maryland. And he expressed his interest in doing a holiday project with the focus mainly on gospel. And I said, yeah. I said, well, what are your goals? He said, well, you know, I would love to put it out there in the industry too. And I said, okay, we can do that. And so I had my project ready to go. I decided to release his, at somewhat the same time. And I worked with the choir. We got the project done in about 2 months. And they were really, really excited. He has a great group of kids. And they just been selling like hotcakes. And so both of our projects have been doing well. And, he is experiencing, he and those group of young people in that school, which is a school that has gone through a lot, is experiencing something that they never experienced before. And the whole county is involved with it right now because it's really become a phenomenon. This is not the first choir from PG County that I've worked with. The Oxon Hill High School Choir, Reverend Dr. Emory Andrews, they actually won a Stella Award in 2010 for their project. So, I tend to try to push those choirs to do things like that because, the same opportunities that are for gospel artists are also for them as well.
Seems like you've got that golden touch, and it's got to be hard because when you are an independent artist, an independent label, it's much harder to get in the doors and to be.
Yeah, it's much harder. But if you've been working, I've been working in this industry for 20 years now, and like a lot of stories, you may have been working for a long time, but people didn't know who you were for a long time. So by the time I had my first hit, I'd already been in this thing for about 11, 12 years. And so I had formulated some relationships down through the years and I still have them today. But I think the greatest thing I've ever done that I ever did for myself was the investing in education, business education. That's really what propelling me right now to where I'm at, to new heights is the education and business. And so, we started the conference. Earl Bynum and I started that conference 8 years ago, IGAA conference, which originated in the Tidewater area. And, we really want to educate people, let them know you can be as talented as you want to be, as anointed as you can, but you won't stay out here long without having some business knowledge and some investing knowledge and things like that. So you can create multiple streams of income so you can continue to do this work.
The importance of having a conference like that for folks who are just getting started or don't know where to go with their music.
Well, I guess one of the things about our conference is that we start from the beginning and go all the way from getting started as an artist all the way up to winning a Stella or a Grammy and all the components in between, from business setup to taxes to building a fan base to everything. And we're the only conference that spends 3 days like a boot camp that does this across the country in any genre of music and as in-depth as we do it. We have lawyers and attorneys and industry folk and label heads and some of the people who are running the gospel industry come to our conference and they sit around talking to 5 or 6 people. It's not attractive because most people want to come and sing and, the learning piece is not attractive at all. It really requires a certain mindset to come and sit down and discipline yourself to learn how this goes so that you can become all of what you, God has ordained you to be in this ministry and in business. And I tell artists, even if you don't want to do business, if you want to hire somebody to do it, at least know who you're hiring and what it is that they're supposed to be doing and how they're supposed to be doing.
Let's talk about your Christmas album because you have some new songs on there. You've got an instrumental on there. It sort of has a different twist. You have some of the old standards, but you got a lot of new songs in there. Tell us about this album.
Well, let me just first say that every album I make, I gear it towards church and church choirs. And so this album was a conglomerate of cantatas that I have done down through the years in church. So a lot of stuff is not new. It's new to the industry and to my a mass audience, but it's not new to what we're doing in the Washington D.C. area. And so I put together this album full of stuff, with the exception of maybe the instrumental and the last track, that people can use in church right now for their cantatas or for their listening pleasure. And it's stuff that's singable, and it's stuff that's learnable. And it's not just entertainment music. It's stuff that has, I believe, that has substance to it and that people can apply. And that's how I have made my living as an artist, as making songs that people can sing in two rehearsals or less.
A song that got my attention, Joy to the World. You did a different spin on that, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, you know, I had Prince and Morris Day on my mind when I did that. But actually, you know, I teach music production in the public school system.
Okay.
And actually, my kids helped me put that piece together. I produced it, but that backbeat was something that we just stumbled upon in class one day. And I was like, wow. And I said, what could I? And we just played around, and eventually that's how it came up. And, you know, I produced that song, and I gave it to a member of my group, and actually the girl who's singing it, Tanette Pierre, she didn't really want to sing the song. Mm-hmm. She really didn't think it was for her, and she really didn't like it because it wasn't the traditional thing I normally do. But she gravitated to it, and you know, she did an excellent job with it, and you know, it's a different spin on Joy to the World that I believe gives people joy. You know, when you hear it, you immediately get up. Every time we do it now, people just get up out their seat immediately. They're like, wow, we about to party in here. I'm telling people, it's that time. It's joy. You know, the Lord is here, and we ought to have some joy. And, you know, I was glad I was able to do it some justice and, you know, give people just a different outlook on that whole message of what that song is saying.
What are some other songs that we can look out for from Philip Carter and Christmas with Philip Carter and SOV?
Oh, well, as far as the Christmas project concerned, that whole medley in the beginning, people can use that as a piece in their Christmas presentations. That's why I put it together. I wanted to put something together that people could actually use. And so that medley, there's a song, the most popular song off that album is a song called And the Glory. And that is a song I taught at the GMWA a couple of years ago. And everywhere I go, I teach that song, and I just get a rave response because And the Glory, the version of And the Glory is actually a rearrangement of the And the Glory from the Messiah. And what I tell people is that my choirs can't sing the Messiah, and they couldn't sing the Soulful Messiah because they're just not that good. So I had to create something in the middle that was attractive enough for people to want to sing. And people, from classical people to gospel folks, they loved that song. They loved how, you know, God enabled me to put that version together. And the message is so clear. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. And it's, you know, it's so powerful to know that, you know, that there is a time before Christ came that somebody foretold and said, you know what, whatever's going on, God is coming. He's coming in the flesh, and everybody's going to see it. And that is a message that everybody needs to, that I feel like everybody needs to take hold of in this Advent season leading up to Christmas, is that he's on his way. And that just doesn't apply to him in the flesh, but it applies to your problems and your situation, is that he's coming. And everybody's going to know it. And when he comes, he's going to make everything all right.
You also did something, a little spin with a Richard Smallwood, the Total Praise thing?
Yeah, that was in the medley. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. I wrote a song, and then I attached Total Praise to it. And like I said, I've been doing this stuff for like 15 years and never really recorded it. So, yeah, we did something. Richard has been a great mentor to all of us in the D.C. area. And so every time we try to do Total Praise, we know we have to live up to what he did somewhat. So, you know, he hasn't said anything about what I did yet, but you know, he knows that I care enough about him and his music to make something out of it.
How about the song Holy God?
Holy God is written by one of my group members named Kendall King, and she's a recording artist in her own right. And it's just a praise and worship song that just tells us, you know, we just we're telling God he's holy, he's righteous, he's awesome. It's a praise and worship song that praise teams can use and all that. I mean, it's, you know, it's a variety of music on that album, old and new.
Let's get the album, both of the albums, into some hands, fans' hands. Where can they get the album? Where can they connect with you, Philip Carter?
Well, they can. I have my own e-commerce website people can get the album from. It's called www.buygospel.com. They can just go to buygospel.com, or if they want to get it digitally, they can get it from iTunes, either project. But if you want the physical copy, go to buygospel.com. And if you want to reach me, I'm on Facebook. I have a couple of pages. Or they can go to my website, philipcartermusic.com. And they can reach me, and you know, I tell people just inbox me. I'm accessible. Tweet me, whatever. I try to answer everybody that that really is trying to reach out to me for whatever reason, you know. And also, I want to also say for those people across the country, because I'm very heavily involved. I'm equally as involved in church music ministry as I am in being an artist and running a label. I have been for the last year and a half doing free workshops for small and medium-sized churches who are in need and who can't pay those big dollars to have these big clinicians come in. I've been coming in doing free one-day workshops, and this year alone I've done 11 of them, and I'm starting back up in January to go to South Carolina to do another one. And it's been very rewarding for me, and I know it's been a blessing to those churches. We've been small and large, I mean, but we've been doing free. God's just been blessing. I've been blessed, extremely blessed because of it.
You have definitely been a blessing. The album Christmas with Philip Carter and SOV, and also you've got the Largo album with the children. So you've just been busy. You've been out there, and you're doing your workshops. You, along with Earl Bynum, you guys have collaborated to do your independent conference. So what's next for Philip Carter?
Well, there's more albums coming in 2018, and we have a live. I did a live album in Poland in May of this year with the Polish choir and a live orchestra, and that's coming out That's coming out second quarter 2018, and we have either a new single or a new album coming out from Philip Carter and SOV, and I have other artists that I'm also producing as well. And I do a lot of community work in my area, and anybody that's following me knows that we really worked hard in the D.C. area to bring musicians, singers, and pastors together. So, I'm both ministry and business minded, and I'm looking forward to putting new releases out and doing some more traveling and educating artists. You know, the conference is coming up in July of 2018, and people can go to www.indiegospelalliance.com to register or keep up with the information for the conference. And we also do monthly conference calls as well to just educate artists on various topics and really help them to succeed. And we have an interesting spin on how to do this business stuff, you know, in a climate where streaming is taking over. We have not suffered, and we believe that we have a good business model that can help other people to excel as well, even though the traditional models may not be working.
It is our guest, Philip Carter. Philip, it has been a pleasure, and may God continue to bless you and everything that you put your hands on. And we thank you for sharing with us inside of the Gospel Spotlight.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate the interview.
Thank you. It's Philip Carter inside of the Gospel Spotlight.